Hump Day Quickie's Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickie's Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. The hysteria doctor Thomas Brody is back to cure me again. This time I draw quite the audience, and you'll get to hear me scream and moan my way to sanity. Try not to get too worked up as you listen, or else you'll need your own hysteria doctor on call.
All right, we're back in the sex apartment again, continuing our discussion here with Thomas Brody, ropes expert, who has had some fantastic moments with Nessa. Last episode, we dug into the first time where you guys met. Let's just dig into the second adventure. So, Tommy, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Heading into every event, the big question of the night is always, what the fuck are you going to wear? For years now, I have been begging you to figure that out. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, hell, even Thursday or Friday is acceptable, yet you insist on Saturday within an hour before we're supposed to leave to finally start exploring your closet going, I wonder.
Yes.
We put a little thought into this adventure.
Yes.
Being a bondage theme night, we had to do a little shopping beforehand. So walk us through the process that we went through that night.
So I very, very much love corsets in every shape and form. I wanted to wear a corset to the Love and Bondage night, but because we know that I also enjoy being tied up a little bit, we sent a message out to Tommy here and we said, hey, will this work with your tying? So I had several corsets to try. And I think in general with corsets, I mean, they're not an easy on off type of clothing. So I think both of the corsets that we chose were like
your favorite definitely
struggle
was,
to get on and off.
Your favorite was definitely not going to be able to be taken off and put back on. Yeah. So you put it on, you took a picture, and I sent it over to Tommy and said, hey, is there any way this? You can tie her up in this? And
So I'm gonna jump in here, right? So safety is an issue, right? Corsets have
100%
have bones in them, and yep. Sometimes they're bones. Sometimes they're plastic bones. Sometimes they're steel bones. But corsets, you know, by nature have bones. So the question was just very generic over, you know, a message. You know, Nessa wants to wear a corset. Can you tie her in this? Because it's not going to be easy to get on and off. And my response was, typically, you know, the answer is no, because I can't tie her torso if she's wearing a corset. That's the canned answer, right? I mean, right. A punctured lung is something that you don't want to happen.
Nobody wants that.
Right. Nobody wants that.
Actually, the response was a flat out, no, it's not going to work. at which point we quickly started looking for another option because you're like, okay, well, I want to be able to be tied up. I think within 3 minutes after that, I got another notification that you had soon changed your mind.
Well, I said, you know what? It's possible. And the reality is, I mean, I'm a fan. She's a great subject. And that's a lot of pressure, right? Well, now I'm responsible for what she's wearing. I mean, that's your fucking job, right? How did I?
No, actually, I've been relieved of that duty. I am no longer allowed to tell her what I think she should wear because it's always way less than what she wants to wear.
All right. I mean, but all of a sudden, how did I get roped into your shit?
You're the rope guy.
So, yeah. So then I said, okay, so there's a lot of ties, you know, and we started talking and in seriousness, as serious as we can be, you know, there's ties that you can do to people and there's ties that you can't. There's some that can be dangerous. They can be hazardous, right?
Sure.
I mean, you're tying people, you're tying their limbs, you're tying their, what we kind of glossed over is, you know, there's a lot of questions, you know. I asked, did you have any surgeries? Do you have any injuries? Do you have any, you know, things going on? You know, one of the questions that I ask is, you know, are your breasts real? You know, in this particular case, I didn't have to ask that question. I was aware. Then I also ask, you know, what is your kink level? You know, and I get all kinds of answers, and none of them fucking matter because they're all wrong, right? They're like, well, I don't know. I'm like a four. I'm like, you're at a fucking sex club on bondage night, okay? So that starts at a nine, okay? The scale is really 9 to 47, right? Okay, so what is your... But I like to ask the question because, you know, girls like to be cool. I don't know. I'm like a three. Really? Really? Three is like the short skirt at the library. You're at a sex club on bondage night. But so I started thinking and knowing, you know, from the last time and knowing that I was not going to do, and it's the reality that I'm not going to shortcut myself. I'm not going to say something stupid that prevents me from the opportunity from tying up a subject that I know is enthusiastic, sexy as fuck. You draw a crowd, right? There's two people in the room at not one, at not 13. There's 140 fucking people in the room. I always like to position girls so that they can't see how many people are.
Continue, you know, to do that.
when I told her how many people were actually there, she said, like,
no, there wasn't.
It was assholes and elbows. There were so many fucking people in the room. We're in the room next door and their room cleared out and they came into the room to see that, like there was a fucking fire or something. They're like, what's going on over here? And then, yeah, then they didn't leave for obvious reasons. So I was like, you know what? What are we talking? Or I forget what I wrote back, but it's like, you know what? It could be an option. And then you sent me the picture of what she was going to wear. And I'm like, fucking Thomas, figure it out. Right? I mean, because if she's going to show up wearing this, you got to fucking figure something out. And I did. So it's encouraging, right? So a lot of time, I mean, because it's an event, I can't tell you how many people I've tied up. I don't know that number. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
On busy nights, you know, it's 50. And then with, you know, private sessions and all the events, you know, I tell a story that I can't tell you how many people I've tied up. It's got to be close to 1,000. I could tell you how many people, you know, how many girls I've tied up and had sex with. And that's 13. It was a hell of a lot more until Bill Clinton determined that blowjobs weren't sex. So then that number went way down. I like, you know, my number before was considerably better. Changed everything. But, you know, you get subjects that are into it and actually, you know, it's like any art, you thrive off of, you know, the subject and the model. And so I determined right there I was going to figure it out. Did things that I've never done before. And I told you, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
And so there's the non-sexy part. A lot of times, you know, it's whispers between, you know, me and the girl. It's like, listen, you know, tell me if this hurts. Tell me, you know, what does that feel like? You know, are you okay? And there's a lot of that that nobody sees because, you know, it's not sexy. I mean, right. Can you feel your fingers? Can you feel your toes? You know, just going, you know, going through the whole thing. Is it okay if I put my thumb there? And you talk through the whole thing. But at the same time, you know, I have a certain nervousness, right?
Yeah.
Because it's all good till it's not good.
Right.
You know, he's having fun, she's having fun, then all of a sudden somebody's not. So you got to be aware of that. So to respond to, you know, the photograph of what Nessa was going to be wearing, I'm like, well, I'm not fucking that up. I have a responsibility to the 400 other motherfuckers in the club, right?
She should be
wearing that to the fucking speedway, everywhere. So yeah, so she showed up. It was, you know, it was hot as hell. So then we said, okay, well, we're going to start with, you know, a double arm tie behind her back. Not everybody can do that. The physical strain on the girls, on the models, is intense. And I know this, right? So, I mean, I've been tied up. Most of the ties that I do, I've had done. I don't believe one of those guys, you know, you got to be a dom before you can be a sub. You got to be a sub before you be a dom. But it's more about that change of power, yeah. Right? And it's not like, you know, I tied you, I brand you, you know, I own you. Although you did get the stamp, which is somewhat self-satisfying. But the physical strain and the ability to endure is one of the things I just find, you know, sexy as hell. I mean, they're literally bound and orgasming and not in control of their body and can't do the things that you want to do.
Right.
Your natural instinct. So it's like, it goes back to anything that happens once you're tied is not your fault.
Yeah. I love it.
Not everybody can take certain ties. So this was a double column tie, arms behind her back, because I couldn't tie her chest, you know, because of the bones and the corset. But then we did a hip tie and dual leg ties perpendicular to the way the bed runs, which is something that is not something I typically do. It typically is parallel to the bed. But
I didn't know that.
I noticed that.
I did not know this.
There was a need for, you know, the ass to be up, you know, ass up, face down.
That's always a need.
On the east side. And, you know, the big, beautiful breasts on the west side of the bed. And it was, it was amazing. It was just, it was absolutely amazing. And there's times, not many, but there are times when I forget, you know, how many other people are in the room, right? As well. So, yeah, that was a super, super exciting event for me. Mostly because I knew that, you know, you were into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course G was into it. And the 200 or 300 other people that were in the room were into it.
So to be clear, this time when it was your turn to go up, you were wearing a skirt and a corset with your breasts exposed at the top of the corset.
Yeah.
Took the skirt off, revealing a lack of panties.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there with nothing held back this time, with the exception of the corset.
And heels.
And heels, yes.
I have to add that every time.
The peekaboo corset was definitely a hit, for lack of a better term.
Okay, so now she's tied, hands behind her back. She's on her knees, ankles again. Tied back up to her ass again.
Yes, half suspension.
And suspended from her arms, I believe. Is that right?
From her arms, yes.
Ass facing the room, head facing the back wall.
Yes.
Yes.
And
because I did not see the audience.
Right. And the room now, typically as you go long, the bed goes long ways with the room. So the typical crowd gets to look at the side view. Correct. Of this, or as they're coming into the room, they get the ass view and then proceed on into the room and get the side view. You were now turned on full display for the entire room. Mm. And fortunately for you, and I am happy that you were looking away, because I think had you seen the crowd, you may not have been as relaxed as you were. Mm-hmm. But you were incredibly relaxed.
In Tommy's hands, I'm very relaxed.
So now we're tied, facing away from the room. The crowd has now grown.
Right.
Now it's showtime.
Now it's showtime. So we brought out the magic wand again.
Of course.
No white panties interfere at this point. So I had all these extra fingers to take care of certain businesses. And then that went on for, this was a really long session and had no desire to stop.
This was noticeably longer than all the rest of the sessions.
Right.
That we had happened to stumble upon that night, or that. After people that had seen what happened to Nessa said, you know what, I'd like to try that. Everyone in our group that we had been walking around with that night was like, well, you know, I wasn't going to do this, but I think now I should. Echo that night was like, you know what, fuck it, I got to try this.
That was incredible. Half a step back. So the stimulus, the hysteria cure, as as we call it. But then I stopped, at which point I braided her hair.
Oh my God, yes.
Into a rope and tied the rope to her feet. So imagine a position where her arms are tied behind her back, which she is suspended from her arms, right? So there's no hands. There's no hands. There's no safety net on anything above the diaphragm.
Right.
And then her feet are tied to her hips. So it's all knees at this point. But there's still the thrashing of the head and the put your head down. And there's still at that point the ability to do a half move at the hips where you can get away, right? Because rope bondage is bondage until it's not. And so she's still trying to get away. So then I braided her hair into you know, braided a rope into her hair and tied it to her feet. So now she's looking at the ceiling. And at that point, you're physically unable to squirm because you're just, it's, you know, it's, I don't know, biology, but ultimately her head, her chin is up. She's looking at the ceiling and she can no longer squirm. So she's physically stationary.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was the fact that she couldn't move or the fact that I knew how to braid hair that impressed her or put her in a position. But at that point, all facets are pretty much tied together, for lack of a better term.
And I think in that moment too, I remember saying to you, I was like, you should count yourself really lucky because no one is allowed to touch my curly hair.
I was going to say, that's like, the curly hair girl
number
talking,
one but... rule of curly hair is don't touch it, but you braided it. And that was top of the line. Super. That's like a letting you into my world moment.
I think my response was something like, well, what the hell are you going to do about it? Your feet are tied to your ass. Your hands are tied behind your back and your bare ass. So that was pretty exciting stuff. And she was like, oh my God, are you braiding my hair? And, I didn't know the rule, right? Right? So it goes back to, what do you want me to do? You know, whatever you want to do. And he's like, whatever you want to get done, you know? Right? You didn't think that was going to be part of
that was part of the equation.
Right. You know? I mean, it wasn't off the menu, therefore it was on the menu.
Yep.
So the room was full. I mean, there were sounds. There was a lot of sounds. So it's exciting, right? That's really from my perspective.
You have her tied up. You pull out the wand again. This time you have not just one hand free with five fingers, you have two hands.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here?
There was quite a bit of that, you know, that hip movement, right? She was more restrained now because, again, her head was tied. There's just something about the fact that when you're, you know, your head's back and your chin's up, your ability to control your lower extremities is decreased. But she was still gyrating back, rhythmically back and forth. Her very beautiful, wonderful breasts through her peekaboo corset. Quite the crowd pleaser. So it was unfortunate because I couldn't be on both sides, right? It's not like the split screen porn movies where you get to see both sides, but I positioned myself in a place where I could, and she was grinding back and forth. You know, my thumb was free, and you know, so there's the whole thing is you never know what the limits are, right? Everybody's got them. Well, most people do. There was two fingers up front, and you know, and the free thumb in the back, and you know, no means no, and everything else means yes, sir.
And there was a whole lot of everything else.
There was a whole lot of yes, sir.
She was very much enjoying this.
Yes.
And then at one point, you encouraged me to go over down by her head, as I had been sitting in front of this group of well over 100 that have climbed into this room to watch. Mm-hmm. And you said, "Hey, go over by her head." And just as I get there, she's on orgasm 3 or 4. I don't remember what at that point. She says, "Stop." And I whisper in her ear, "Do you really want to stop?" And she goes, "No."
You must have muffled that first stop because I didn't hear that.
No, you heard it. You heard it and you stopped. And, okay. And it stopped. And I whispered in her, "Do you really want to stop?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, then. Let him know." You said more, please.
More, please. Yeah.
And sounds like the wand goes back on, and
I do remember that.
You go to town. At that point, again, working the fingers and the thumb, and she starts screaming.
Fuck me, fuck me.
Yes. And you go on for a few minutes, and you've mentioned in previous podcasts that you're typically a one and done.
I am.
And two's a lot, and three is way too much. But huge. By this point, we have lost count.
Yeah.
And so you last another maybe three more minutes.
And the fuck me is usually a standard primary, like right before I come, what I say.
Yes.
Right.
And then.
I got to put that in the note.
Yep. Notes, notes.
And then you came that final time. What you didn't see at this point, Tommy had just run to his cabinet and pulled out one more toy. He had worked his thumb well enough and you were by far wet enough that he was about to slide a butt plug into you.
Yeah.
Just as you said,
mercy. Ah! Ah! Fuck! Ah! Ah! Yes! Oh, fuck! Ah! Fuck! Ah! 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 Yes! Oh! Oh! Oh!
And the air just let out of the room like, oh. But you were spent and had put on one hell of a show.
I wish I had known the butt plug was coming, because I feel like that was a big turn on for me. It would have given me another orgasm. I didn't know.
That's what
I didn't know. Well, I was looking in the other
quitters
direction.
Never win. Right. Quitters Stop never win.
Quitters.
So that was gift that I had bought, right? For, you know, I mean, it's always hard when you do this to say favorites, but I mean, that's really what it is.
Right.
I mean, so, I mean, the point of the matter is you don't give someone a butt plug and take it back. That's not one of those things. So, you know, we had got to that point. And so that, you know, that was the expectation. And I still have it. So, you know, maybe next time. Maybe next time. We'll, you know, if you're
good. Something to look forward to. Now you know you can't stop until then. Suck it up,
what's
Buttercup.
Happening?
Right. Here's the thing. This is a huge experience, right? I didn't know about the one and done. I know that we were at least number four because... I can take the temperature of the room, for lack of a better term. But then there's a whole lot of rope, right? There's a whole lot of knots. I mean, when she's finished, this is why the people that love it, love it. And the people that don't, don't. It takes approximately, you know, in this situation, let's just say 15 minutes, 10 minutes to get the ties on. And then there, you know, there's 20 minutes, which is a long time. 20 minutes is a long time. I don't, you know, I don't care what pornos you watch. 20 minutes is a long fucking time when you're being stimulated. But then there's 10 to 15 minutes of untying.
Untying. Yeah.
And at this point, there's no stimulation, right? This is the caregiving, right? The dismount is never as graceful.
It's, you're right.
So I think I untied like half of her and then just kind of like laid her on the bed and untie the rest of her. And then had to like adjust her shoulders to keep her from just, you know, puddling on the floor next to the bed, you know? And then it's just seeing the rope marks is just, to me, that's the, I mean, as sexy as everything else. And just the, okay, I'm going to rub this and I'm going to,
you agree. Know,
it, and it's just, it's again, it's foreplay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything like it. Just the experience. I mean, because there's exhaustion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's obviously, you know, of course, then I just get to give, you know, give her back to you and say, you know, figure this shit out.
Take care of her.
Right.
No, but I 100% agree. I mean, being the subject and being in that position, that total exhaustion and just kind of being, well, it's not pretty to look at with the eyes, the feeling that I'm having over my body, that relaxation of like, whoa, that was crazy intense. And now you're just letting me down limb by limb. And now I'm just like on the ground or on the bed or whatever. It's a mental game where you're just almost like, okay, whew, you know, it just releases everything. And you're done. You're done. You're spent. You're, you know, you're over it. But it hits on so many levels of intensity, puts you at ease. It puts you in a mental like relaxation beyond belief.
So there's actually a term. It's called rope space.
Okay, I'm there.
Can be translated into, you know, any really kind of intense bondage play. But rope space is a little different because it's not three buckles and you're done. It's not turn the key and the cuffs come off, right?
Right.
Rope space requires me the tire. I don't like to use the word dom because it's not always that, but it requires the tire to handle things in a certain way, right? I mean, you were physically incapable of moving parts of your body.
Right.
It just wasn't, and that, you know, right, ding, 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 winner, winner.
Yeah.
You know, that was that's the goal. It goes back to that checking on you to make sure you're okay. It's like asking you the questions, what's your kink level? What's your all of this? Which are conversations we don't have. You know, when we're banging it out, you don't ask those things.
Right.
Right. Occasionally you might get some, you know, brohan. It's like, am I hurting you? You know?
Right.
It's like, trust me, dude, you are not. You know. But in this situation, there's that constant conversation. So,
sure.
And you're talking about it and you're, you know, is this okay? Is your finger, you know, and you go through all of these things. It is intense, but I mean, that was super exciting. I mean, it was super exciting for me because, you know, you were so into it and you were so fucking hot. Did I say that? And then just the whole thing, you know, there's people that get irritated and they're like untying themselves. And the next thing you know, they've got this like massive ball of knots that they can't, you know, they can't negotiate. And at this point, neither can I. It's just the whole thing. It's a cradle to grave experience. Sure. You know, it's not like, oh, let's get you tied up and bang for a little bit, you know?
Right. No, I totally see that. I think it's giving yourself completely to the experience and being tied up and letting yourself go and just not constricting yourself to one thing. I love it. I love every moment. And you're so good at it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.